Good morning, everyone. My name is Shane. I'm the lead pastor of this church. Welcome to Elim Christian Center. Today, we are kicking off a new sermon series, a five-week sermon series called Grow. You know, this month marks my first anniversary as the lead pastor of this church. And, thank you. Thank you, Millie. Oh, crunchy. Just a crunchy, not pay rise. So. You know, since the beginning, thank you, Elena. Since the beginning of this year, over the 6 months, and we have seen an average of 397 people attending our Sunday service each week. Okay, for those who are new here for the first service, we have a second service. Okay. What are you talking about? We don't have 300 people here. And which is a 14% growth from last year. If you look at the whole Elim Christian Center, including 7 campuses, every Sunday we have an average of 4,164 people attending our services across Auckland. And which is a 15% growth from last year. So don't get me wrong, okay? Our vision is never about growing numbers. Our vision is about serving people. But numbers are important because they indicate if we are serving our people well, right? So this is part of our collective growth as a church. In terms of my personal growth, over the past 12 months, I'm confidently say I have grown older. Okay, I'm not complaining, okay? That means I've become more mature, experienced, right? Just a few days ago, my wife Yvonne, she gave me a tiny little tube of, it looks like a woman's skincare product. And she said to me, hey, do you want to try this? It reduces wrinkles. I'm like, hey, what are you trying to say, okay? What makes you think I need this product? Hey, by the way, if I have developed more wrinkles, that's because I laugh too much, okay? I am a happy man. Hey, listen, wrinkles are the tracks of joy, telling you that good laughter has visited here many times. So we all need to grow more wrinkles this year, okay? Not more joys this year in our lives. And I commit to this task. You see, like a tree with many branches bearing fruit, there are many areas in life where we need to grow to fulfill God's purpose, both personally and collectively. If a tree wants to reach high into the sky, it must first grow deep into the ground. Trees cannot flourish without strong and healthy roots. So as we begin this 5-week sermon series, Grow, let's talk about root first. Let's talk about our roots, which will be the foundation of the following 4 weeks. So today's sermon is titled Rooted in Christ. Rooted in Christ. Let's get to the scripture, Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ as, say, a Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with a thankfulness. So rooted and built up in Him. We are rooted and built up in Christ by God. We have a root in Christ. This is our identity. Listen to me, this is our identity. You are a child of God, just as Jesus is His Son. This is who you are, and this is the identity we all share in God's kingdom. You see, in God's eyes, our identity, our true identity, isn't defined by where we come from or our family background. It's not shaped by our experience, whether they are good, bad, or ugly. It's not determined by our political views or by our sexuality, as the world today might suggest. Don't believe the lies that try to deceive us about who we really are. We don't need the world to tell us who we are. No, we are the children of God. And our true identity, is defined by our faith in Jesus Christ. We are rooted in Christ. And God will build our lives on Christ. And we will grow to be more like Him, which is the perfect example of a humanity God has created. So our identity as children of God is far more valuable than any title or recognition the world can offer. So let's remember that our roots in Christ free us from the limitations and pressures of today's society. Which leads to my first point for you today. Rooted in Christ, freed from the world. Rooted in Christ, freed from the world. This means we are not limited by the shallow and often misleading values of the world. Instead, we are nourished and empowered by God's love, truth, and grace, which help us become everything God wants us to be. Let me show you something here. Jimmy, could you please pass me the bonsai? Thank you very much. Thank you. This is the right face, right? Cool. Yeah. This is Pastor Daniel's bonsai in his office. You know, look at this, you know, cute little thing. Hey, this is probably the only thing hasn't grown in the past 12 months in our church. Nothing changed. Okay, now, bonsai is actually Japanese pronunciation. In Chinese, we call it bonsai, very close. So bonsai, bon means pot. Sai means planting. So bonsai means pot planting. So and Pastor Daniel take great care of this bonsai, okay? And, you know, giving it plenty of sunlight, water, you know, trimming the leaves like a barber, you know, giving a perfect haircut for his customer. But it just doesn't grow. Oh, you might say, of course, come on, Shane, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? It's a special kind of a tiny tree. That's why it fits in this little pot. No, that is not the case. The truth is, this is small not because it's naturally tiny. It's small because it's kept in a tiny pot. Just like the trees on the side of the street. If you moved this bonsai to a larger space with a good soil, it could grow into a big tree. So there is no such thing as a naturally tiny tree in this case. It is the pot that keeps it small. My friend, you see, the potential of this tree is determined by where it is planted. In the same way, our potential in life is determined by where we are rooted. A bonsai tree in the pot is limited by man-made barriers and human expectations. It is like a little comfort zone. It might look pretty. Feel easy, but it's weak and small because it doesn't have the room to spread its roots and grow strong. That's exactly what happens when we stay in our little comfort zone. Limited by our culture barriers and societal expectations, we might appear polished on the outside, but inside we can feel weak, insecure, and unsatisfied because we never fully reach our potential. But here is the good news for you. in the book of Jeremiah, when the Jewish people were facing catastrophe, whole nationwide, it seemed like the end of the world to them. God encouraged the people who trust in him and follow his way like this. Jeremiah 17, verse 8, God says, they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. It's according to God's word. When the tree is planted in the open field by the water, its roots grow deep and wide, giving the tree the strength to endure extreme weather and still produce lots of fruit. Here is God's promise for all of us here today. When we root ourselves in the living water, which is Jesus Christ himself, we are like that tree. Our roots go deep and wide into his truth, love, and grace, giving us the strength to endure any circumstances, overcome any challenges, and produce a lot of fruit. So there is no need for us to fear. The question is, are you willing to step out of your comfort zone and be planted in the open field? Are you ready to leave the familiar environment and embrace the new challenge? Last year in our church, we honored a couple, Pastor John Chin and Pastor Rosa. We honored them as our pastor emeritus for their decades of service in both local community and overseas missions. You know, and back in the 1990s, Pastor John from Taiwan planted a Chinese church in Auckland. And a few years later, he received a vision from God during his quiet time with God. You know, for those who might not be familiar with the quiet time is a regular time Christians set aside for connecting ourselves to God through prayer, Bible reading, and to help with our spiritual growth. So during his quiet time, here comes the vision. A bonsai tree being taken out of the pot and planted in the ground. So John was so confused. He couldn't understand until one day he met a Kiwi pastor from another church. This Kiwi pastor shared a prophetic word with him, telling him that John's ministry, like a bonsai tree, needed to be unpotted and planted in the local New Zealand church soil to truly flourish. So obviously God had a bigger plan for him. But that was a challenge because back then, John was already in his mid-50s. However, obeying this calling from God, Pastor John decided to step out of his comfort zone in his mid-50s, leave behind the familiar Chinese church environment, and join our Elim International family in this place in 2009. You know, Pastor John is in his 70s now. Let me tell you, this action was groundbreaking for his generation. Because you don't see that happen everywhere. Pastor John was ahead of his time, a true pioneer. You know, if John had never imported the bonsai and planted in Elim soil, I wouldn't be standing here today. Because I was invited by a Chinese man back then in 2011 to attend John's service here. And then Pastor John baptized me over there. So I was one of the fruits of that bonsai tree being planted into the ground. Hey, just imagine if I would not be here, what you would have been missing out on. All right. you will have a fewer wrinkles, okay? So you're gonna, because you're gonna missing out on many good laughs. But here's something very important, my friends. Please allow me to take a moment to speak to those who are from other countries. Because, you know, one day I collect all the connect cards. Okay, connect cards. We hand out the connect card to the visitor to feeding, put down their details. I collect all the connect cards throughout the year. 8 out of 10, from the name you can tell, the family name are not English family name, are not European family name. 8 out of 10 in this community who come to our church are from countries outside New Zealand. Let me tell you this, my dear friends. You have come a long way from your home country to here. Or maybe your parents did that. You have, many of you, I know, you have to leave your jobs, leave your families. You have to sell your property and start from scratch in a foreign land for the better future of your families. I've been living in this country for 22 years, and based on my personal experience and my faith in God, I can confirm you that coming to this country was the right decision, and you are on the path to a better future. But my encouragement for you is, you need to step out of your comfort zone. Because it's so easy for us to stay within our cultural circle. Just like John's vision. I don't think that's the vision for John or Rosa or Chinese community. No, it's the vision for all the immigrants in this place. My friend, you need to step out of your comfort zone for your life to succeed. You need to embrace your new home. Love this country. Connect to the local people. And root yourselves deeply in the local soil. If you are here today, this is the vision for your future God wants you to know. And the same principle applies to everyone here, no matter where you're from. For our lives to be truly succeed, we must step out of our comfort zone. Leave behind the familiar. Leave behind the limits of our cultural barriers, societal expectations, and embrace God's purpose, God's calling for our lives. I want everyone here to know you were made to be significant. Your life is supposed to succeed, thrive, make a difference, and fulfill God's purpose for you. So now, in front of everyone here, I'm going to smash this pot. Who cares? It's Daniel's, not mine. No, I'm not going to do that. No. Root yourselves in Christ, free from the world. My second point for you today is seen by God, hidden from the crowd. Seen by God, hidden from the crowd. I'm not talking about our lifestyles, okay? Hide ourselves from the people. No, I'm talking about the essential spiritual practice we do in our private time with God alone. You see, roots grow deep into the ground quietly without making any noise or drawing attention. It is in these hidden moments that trees draw water, nourishment, and stability from the earth. In the same way, our growth in Christ happens in quiet and unseen moments with God. It is in these hidden actions and practices that we draw wisdom, guidance, and strength from Him. When I first became a Christian, and I wanted to learn how to have quiet time, how to do quiet time. So I asked Pastor John, obviously. So I asked him, hey, what is the best time to do quiet time each day? He replied, 4 a.m. I'm thinking, oh, Pastor John, nobody gets up at 4 a.m. He said, exactly, that's why it is quiet. I admire Pastor John's discipline and spirituality, but I need to confirm that with Jesus, okay? It's too early for me. So let's go to Mark 1, verse 35. That's what Jesus does. Very early in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. While it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Right? I have to be honest with you. It's impossible for me to get up 4 a.m. every morning, but 5:30, I can do 5:30, and then I spend 1 hour with God. If you are not an early person, hey, God's grace covers you too, okay? Here is the good news for you. Matthew 14, verse 23. After Jesus had dismissed them, that's the crowd, the disciples, hundreds of thousands of them following him, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. So whether it's early in the morning or late at night, the principle remains the same. We need to find a solitary place and spend time alone with God. As the Gospel of Luke highlights, Luke 5, verse 16, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. So you see, we must form a habit of having quiet time with God regularly. So what happens when we follow Jesus' example? Here is God's promise for you. Matthew 6, verse 6, Jesus says, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what's done in secret, will reward you. So no matter the time of day, the key is to find that quiet and hidden place to connect with God alone. When we do that, God promises to respond and reward our efforts. So when I do my quiet time every morning, first of all, I will worship God, right? We need to overflow, overflowing thankfulness. Worship God first. I play worship music. You know, sometimes I will light a candle. So praise God first, and then I will pray, and then I will read the Bible. After that, I will meditate the Bible verse. I ask God, God, what you want me to know today? What you want to speak through the verse today? So I guarantee you, every time when you open up the Bible during your quiet time, there are some verses will jump out of the paper, jump out of the book. That's God speaking to you. Worship team, please come up. You know, when we first got married in 2013, you know, we were going through house hunting, right? We need to move into a house. And we came across some houses, wow, with beautiful gardens. The flowers were in full bloom, right? The lawn was perfectly trimmed and mowed, and everything just looked neat and beautiful. So I thought to myself, wow, I love that garden. You know, I hope I can have that house. But here's the truth. The garden, the beauty of the garden will not be the same after I moved in. Okay, let's face it. The beauty of the garden was the result of the owner's consistent work behind the scenes. In the same way, our growth in Christ is like the garden. It's the consistent work behind the scenes that really adds value and beauty to our lives. Listen, we all want the beautiful garden, right? My first point is about we need to import the plant and plant it into the ground. Now it's like in the garden, But it doesn't mean you will grow naturally beautiful. We need to put in the work, the effort. We all want the beautiful gardens, but most of us don't like the work to make it happen. We want the result, but don't like the process that brings about the result. If we want to receive God's vision, if we want to receive the prophetic guidance, then we need to spend quiet time with God. We need to go through the process and do the work. I mean, how can we expect to hear God if we are not willing to listen to Him? So remember, my friend, your true rewards and growth come from the consistent actions that are seen by God and hidden from the crowd. Now, let's get back to the verse I shared at the very beginning of my sermon as I wrap up today's message. Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7. The Apostle Paul says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." My friends, if we want to grow in life, fulfill our purpose, and reach our potential, you see, here, the first step is to receive Jesus as your Lord. And then things will fall into the places. That's the first step. We need to receive Jesus as our Lord. I want to take a moment to talk to those who are not Christians, or maybe you once was a Christian, but now you feel you are far from God. My friends, it's the moment for you to receive Jesus as your Lord. Why is it so easy for us to trapped in the pot in our life? Why? Bible teaches us that we all have sinned. We all have fallen short of God's glory. Our sin is like this pot, separated us from the good soil, the soil of grace, love, and truth of God. But you know what? The good news for you is Jesus is the one who broke the pot already. When Jesus died on the cross, He took on Himself all the penalty as consequences of our sin. And then He rose from the dead. He extended this grace to all of us here today. He already broke the pot. It's time for us to receive God's grace, forgiveness for our past, hope for our future, new life for us now, and eternal life with God in heaven. To receive the grace of God, to plant ourselves in the ground and root ourselves in Jesus Christ. This is new life for you. I want to encourage you to take today as the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord. And then your life will be filled with grace, joy, blessings, and thankfulness. I'm going to lead you into a very simple prayer. All you need to do is to pray in your heart by following me. Are you ready? Let's do it. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love and grace. Today, I open my heart to receive you as my Lord and Savior. I choose from today to turn away from my old life and turn to you. And I will live for you and follow you from this point on. please reveal yourself to me and help me understand your purpose for my life. I pray in the name of Jesus. If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. Your life will never be the same again. I want to encourage you to take one more step of faith. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. As I get to 3, if you just prayed that prayer, could you please raise your hands so that I can see you? And then you can put it down. I just need to acknowledge your hands. After that, I will lead the congregation to pray a blessing over your life. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. If you just prayed that prayer in your heart, I see your hand. You can put it down over there. Thank you. God bless you. I see your hand. You can put it down. God bless you. Anyone else, if you just pray that prayer, this is the opportunity for you to step out of your comfort zone, to import it from this tiny little container box and plant yourself into the good soil of God. Is anyone else just pray that prayer? Okay, let's give a big hand to those two people who just raised their hands to God. Now let's pray for them together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those two men who just raised their hands to you, my Lord. We know their life will never be the same again. We know the pot has been smashed. We know now they are freed from the world. They are rooted in your good soil. My Lord, please continue to protect them, to guide them, and reveal your purpose to them. Thank you, Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.